Hello. I am Jesse Wiseman. We are here at the first annual chili cook-off.
Cock-off.
We're here with Eric.
Hello.
From Instill.
Instill Distilling Company.
In Clayton, North Carolina.
Claytona Beach.
My new favorite place.
It's a great town.
And your place specifically. But the town is up and coming.
It is.
As is my area.
Oh, yes.
Look, it's up and coming.
Did that guy get taste over that like 10 minutes ago?
So we're making chili. Mm. This is a recipe that you have on a website. Do you want to say what that you and your wife have?
Yeah, my wife and I just have like this little fun website. It's called TansyReviews.com. I review wines because I'm a sommelier.
No, I love it.
Certified
and you actually are like a real
wine. I am, yeah.
Which
yeah.
if you've seen Somme, that's a fucking crazy
shit. Yeah, but I'm not like one of those crazy
ones. No, I know,
I'm not that far
still.
Into it. But we do enjoy it. So we do like a little bit of rating and grading.
Nice.
We do little recipes and wine pairings. And so I tweaked this one because I wanted to meet the St. James Street, St. James. Like I figured like it's a chili cook-off.
Yeah.
And it's for St. James Street. There's no rules, by the way. So I Google what are the rules.
Believe me, I know.
There's no rules to this thing. Like it's chaos.
St. James Street, James.
Ross's
alter ego.
What would he want in a chili?
Yeah.
So one I said, it's probably gotta be steak.
Right.
You gotta
have
steak.
Yeah. Have to.
So I got 3 pounds. Of
let's show that to
like
the camera.
Sirloin steak, like that's a real deal steak.
Oh, and we have a Food Lion
from
story
Food Lion,
about
from
this.
Food Lion steak. By the way, if you go to Food Lion to buy steak, what I've been told is that people steal so much steak from Food Lion that they keep the best cuts in the back.
This is a good
one.
And
so, if you go and ask the meat guy, do you have any better cuts? Most likely, they do because they put the crappy cuts out because they're going to get stolen. It had to have dark beer in it, so a little Guinness, a little Irish, you know, because he's got that little Irish thing that he always does. This is enough chili for like 100 people, so
yeah,
whatever. We'll feed the homeless, that guy that bombed out over there when he gets out.
Yeah, there we go.
When
he didn't get taste.
So this is, it's all good seasoning. They
have
a steak rub, they have a seafood rub, a rib rub. This is a veteran owned and operated company, Navy veteran, young guy. Got out of the Navy and started his own steak rub company. And he goes out to the farmer's market and he cooks.
Let's go really quick. So through what the ingredients are that you are going to ultimately put in. So we have beef broth.
Yeah.
Onions,
chopped onions. I'll tell you what, torture fest last night. Every sin that I've ever committed came in full force yesterday when I tried to cut these. It was the most painful two onions of my life.
Yeah.
Two onions.
Oh, boy, buddy. Hey. I know.
Big deal. They were big onions.
Got it.
Jalapenos, tape the lid shut. I felt like that was pretty smart.
I put those in mine. Two
jalapenos, tasted them first to see how hot they were.
Okay.
Because we don't want to overheat it.
Yeah.
I feel like St. James Street, St. James would want...
Yes.
The heat, but I don't think he wants to be like sweating it out.
For sure.
Maybe he does. I don't know. But definitely the Guinness extra stout.
Okay.
And that's really brings like kind of a consistency to the whole thing.
Yeah.
Which is nice. And then we don't use any water or anything, so it's just all beef broth.
Okay.
From
perfect.
Cooking
and then
stock.
We do kidney black.
Yeah, kidney
and...
beans, black beans, and that's it. And then
nice.
You know a whole bunch of salt.
Okay, we got some cumin.
A little bit of flour to thicken things up here.
All right, so all the usual suspects. And then
a little chili powder.
I think your secret ingredient is going to be the cauldron, obviously.
It's all about the meat.
The fire, the real feet, the meat. This steak rub, it's all good seasoning.
That's
I think
it.
That's going to maybe,
the
if you win,
that's
we're going to have to
give him a hookup.
See how that goes.
Give him a little shout out.
And then we also have your rum and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Did you make some drinks? Are these
drinks? I got some eggnog over here for you guys later because it's cold.
Hell.
Tis the season.
Yeah.
We just released our spiced rum last week, so we're pretty stoked about that.
Yeah, I saw this when I was there.
She's beautiful.
Yes.
And I made a cranberry orange rum punch. It's like a cranberry rum punch. And that's also festive. It's got cinnamon in it and whole nine yards.
Okay.
So, you know, December candy canes.
Beautiful.
So I put those out there for her.
All right, so you're going to get everything in.
Yep.
We are going to do like every cooking show where we just
snap
our fingers, and now I'm going to be tasting
it. Okay,
perfect. So, I mean, I already feel like you won. I know that's, I can't really say that.
You don't know. This could be burning right now.
Know.
I don't even know. I need to get
oh
over
gosh.
Here and
okay,
to
so
it.
Okay, so we need to let you cook.
Meat.
Thank you so much, Eric. We'll be back with you when you're done. All right. Okay,
I
so snap the magic of television. We snapped. And now the chili is ready. So you've been out
Did
here
I
working.
Throw away my diaper? Wait, where's my
guys,
diaper?
Okay, guys.
Hold on, let me find my diaper.
He's asking for a diaper. When he first asked,
Can I put this down? Let me go find my diaper.
Please.
Hold on. You hold that.
Okay, so when he first asked, where is my diaper? I was like thinking that he was like the real deal and we were going to have to dipe up both of us to try this chili. And I was really excited. Come to find out, he's just using it as a pot holder.
Nah,
but look at it. Blammo.
I forgot.
Gorgeous, you guys.
I forgot I forgot one of the
pot holder things.
Holders.
Yes.
Thank you.
If this doesn't make you want to eat chili, this visual right here. I don't know.
I've got
what
children.
It's,
so when so you have
it's
children.
It's time for me to try. You're going to
yep.
scoop it out for me. Do you need a bowl?
I got one.
Okay, perfect.
You ready?
Ready.
Here it goes. Oh, please don't be burned.
Let me hold this for you.
Okay.
Blammo. Magic of television. Magic. Look at this, you guys.
So
Alec, are you getting it? I mean, this is gorgeous, dude. Thick. Perfect thickness. That's hard. And in the rules, right? You're supposed
on Google.
To taste on Google.
On Google.
Which is where we learned everything about chili today.
Because you guys didn't post any rules.
No, because we didn't do it.
Nah,
we didn't do it.
No
and again,
rules.
First annual. I think we're learning stuff, and next time.
Sure. So if I lose a white bean chili, I am full on like
dude,
revolting.
Right?
I'm like, wait a minute,
you can't
white bean
do
chili.
Right.
That's not in the rules.
No vegetarian bullshit.
No.
Fucking
right.
chicken or turkey. Get right. out of my face, dude.
Oh.
That's a soup.
Did somebody bring turkey to chili?
I've been
did.
To chili cook-offs before. That it's like they try people try and do a little different thing. No. Bring me
and
your
be
chili.
Creative. Just be.
I and
like,
I do
keep
think
it chili. Let's
yeah,
go.
And I do think next time we should all wear diapers. So we're learning.
We're not
so
gonna
next
wear diapers. After this.
All right.
Well, I'm embarrassed.
Can you hold this
I can.
All right.
I'm so nervous.
Try this. This is thick, you guys. Just look at this.
That is a lot of meat.
The amount of flavor that you got in that short amount of time, was it the cauldron? Is it cauldron? Is it those seasonings?
Yeah. I think it's a little bit of everything.
I need to eat some more.
Okay.
Like, this is just the perfect amount of beans.
I think that's actually flour dough that I didn't don't eat that part.
Perfect. It's a dumpling.
It's a dumpling.
I love it. You can tell like the different types of meat.
Yeah.
That your boy at Food Lion.
Oh, Bennett.
Bennett. Dude, he really got you.
That damn Bennett. Which I think is his Instagram handle. That damn Bennett. Solid.
Bro.
God, I'm glad you like it.
Bro.
Honestly, I thought it was going to be like one of those things where you put the bread between my ears and call me a shit sandwich and like shame, like
just
throw
like,
it on my chest.
Gotcha. Whoa. You thought I was doing gotcha journalism?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I don't do
I was
that.
Like, oh, here we go.
I'm here for the people. And listen, I haven't tried any other chili, but I want to say that you won.
Oh, no. I don't know.
And you won because, I mean, the cauldron, the whole thing, you brought everything. You did it on site, which nobody the fuck else did. So.
Oh.
You win in my eyes. You did an awesome
we'll
job.
See.
This is so fucking good.
Dude, thank you so much.
So good. So chili cook-off, you're going to have to come every year now. You know that. Okay.
Well, I mean, yeah, absolutely.
he's going to think about it. And again, bring some diapers. Ones that will fit all of us. And I think it needs to be a tradition that we use the diaper always.
Always.
You can't use a pot holder anymore. All right, Eric. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Jesse. Thank you so much.
See you soon.